Both of these regions were inhabited by early Anatolian peoples known as the Lucalands. And what the Carians and Lycians represent are two other types of Anatolian responses to Greek civilization on the shores. The Carians were intimately connected with the Greeks. They were intermarried with the Greek colonists. Many Greeks claim partial Carian descent. And the ease of contact between the people was such that the Carians were almost regarded as they were somehow related to the Greeks, and they go a long way in showing how easily Greeks intermixed in this early period with native peoples they encountered. The Lycians are the most remarkable of all because they really had very little direct contact with the Greeks, but they embraced Greek aesthetics and arts very happily in the 6th century BC. And as one scholar said, in Lycia, the Hellenistic age, the age of Greek cultural domination in the Near East, didn't begin in the 4th century BC with Alexander's conquest, but in the 6th century BC. One can go to the principal Lycian city today, Xanthus. It's very well excavated. Walk into the main market area and see marvelous pillar tombs with Greek-style carvings on them, adapting Greek architectural and sculptural forms for funerary monuments peculiar to the Lycians. The most famous is the monument of the Nereids, which is built around the end of the 5th century B.C., which looks like a mini temple. It looks like a Greek Ionic temple. It's really just a tomb to a Lycian family, and it's on display in the British Museum. And that brings up just a few closing words that I would like to say, and that leads us to the coming lectures, that in all of these cases, the development of the Phrygian kingdom, these states of Lydia, Caria, and Lycia, Western Anatolia, and those states farther east, all of them were coming into closer and closer contact with Greek colonists, traders, merchants. From 700 BC on, the Greeks relearned shipbuilding. They had acquired the alphabet from the Phoenicians and had launched out in a series of their own colonization. During the Dark Age, many Greeks had fled from the old core areas of the Peloponnesus and the islands to the shores of Asia Minor. They planted cities there that became known as the cities of Ionia in the classical age. But the cities on the shores of Asia Minor themselves began to send out colonies. Especially in the 6th and 5th century BC, they colonized in the Black Sea. They sent colonies down into southern Asia Minor, and they participated in the colonies in the western lands, opening up in Italy and Sicily. And so what Asia Minor had was this remarkable window into this growing Mediterranean civilization. They had these kingdoms tied to the Hittite traditions, linked to the Near East, the Phrygians, to some extent, the Neo-Hittites, the Assyrian Empire, Urartu. On the other hand, they had conduits, they had ports, they had cities that led them into contact into this wider Mediterranean trade. And this means that in this period, in this early era of the Iron Age, Asia Minor was probably the main drag for the transmission of ideas and peoples across from Europe and the Near East. And this is an important point to stress. And the Greeks themselves remembered this in the later historic age. There was a great debt they owed to the people of Lydia, Phrygia, as well as Phoenicians. And many of the arts, many of the achievements that we associate with early Greek civilization had very, very close roots and prototypes in Asia Minor and in the Levant. And as I said, perhaps the best way to sum up how the Greeks recognized this exchange and recognized this period were in the words of Plato. Plato, writing in the 4th century BC, said that the Greeks never invented a thing, ever. The alphabet, the fighting weapons, whatever you want to say, but everything they took, they improved. And the alphabet is an excellent example. The alphabet was invented by the Phoenicians. It had consonants. The Greeks took it over and gave it vowels. And it's that marvelous exchange, that adaptation in which Asia Minor plays a pivotal role that helps helps to fertilize this growing Greek civilization, which we're going to be talking about in the next talk.